Con Wrap-Up Special, Day 1 for Friday, April 7th, 2006. I am your host, Low-Tech Mystic, and I'm going to attempt my best to bring you guys along for a little Nauticon experience. So it's obviously very late Friday morning, early Saturday morning, and I'm going to give you a little brief recap of what's been going on here, at least as far as the Infonomicon crew is concerned, and how we've been going. So, we arrived here nice and early, around 10 in the morning. Registration went very smooth for a con. There was no big, you know, you have your little hiccups waiting on the last minute prints and stuff, but for the most part, it was very smooth. We were able to get all our stuff in the hotel down here in Cleveland. It's rather nice. It's not shady at all. And all that, as far as the hotel and all that stuff is concerned, no problems at all. The crowd here is fantastic. There's a wonderful group of people that have chosen to attend Nauticon this year. It's fantastic. We are all having a blast. Jason Scott of TechFiles.com has set up the Nauticon radio again this year, and it is an actual streaming radio station from within the con. As of right now, the radio is only available from within the network at the hotel, but I believe they are working on setting up an external IP address that anybody not here can reach, so if they do get that IP set up, I'll be sure to let you guys know what that is in the show notes or an update on the page so you guys can hop in on the stream if you guys like to listen to see what we're talking about. It's really cool. Jason Scott has set up some microphones there and some tables, and we've kind of, the Infonomicon crew has jumped in here beside him. We've laid down an ass load of swag from Twat to Infonomicon to Ninja Night School, to Bellcore Radio. We're pimping it all, and pimping it all hardcore. We've got Podcast Fertilizer CDs, Slasterix live CDs, all kinds of good stuff. The Packet Sniffers are here. They've got good stuff. We've got pictures of the table and stuff I'll be loading up to the Infonomicon galleries, so be sure to hop over there and check out those. Also, somebody has set up a webcam with inside the conference area where the radio is set up. So I'll be sure to post the address to that in the show notes so you guys can be sure to check that. So we had our Ben Rev meetup tonight as well. So everybody at the con, we all went out and had dinner, which was an interesting experience. Here in Cleveland, it's kind of cold, and I don't believe anybody really packed for cold weather. We all packed for being inside of a hotel. So we walked 20 minutes in nice cold, high winds, looking for a restaurant, a nice flock of 30 or 40 hackers just traveling down the streets of Cleveland, which was an interesting sight. The hacker army has risen. But we actually had to stop at another hotel and go inside and actually ask directions to where a restaurant was. But we eventually found a restaurant in which we could eat. It was, I don't know the name of the place, but it was a brewery as well, so they made their own beer, and it was rather good. So two thumbs up to the meal there. They also had live music. They had a jazz band, so which I'll record little clips of, so you'll be enjoying that as the opening and the closing music tonight for the show. So shouts to that little jazz band quartet that was in whatever restaurant we were in. They were pretty good. So, enough with the rambling. Let's get on to some recap. So, what I've done, I've walked around tonight and pretty much just kind of randomly found people who are just standing around. And I've kind of done a quick little interview with them. So, just what they think about the con, what talks they went to, what they've seen. We're trying my best to bring the Nauticon experience to you. So with that, we're going to go ahead and cut to some of the audio clips I've got here. Okay, so I've been walking around the con, and I decided to stumble into the hospitality suite here on floor 2. And as I did, I came across some people playing some magic. And I haven't seen this outside of my small group of friends in years. So I'm sitting here with, what's your name, my friend?
Nexus.
Nexus.
Lady Mace.
And
Merv.
Merv. Awesome. Did you go see any talks today or anything?
No.
I just got in.
Busy.
I know the judge.
Yes, I did.
I got in late tonight.
Uncle, rather.
What talks did you go see, Merv?
But they have one problem. If you're driving, the camera catches
He says poop because of his little nephew.
Crypto one doesn't control it.
Sorry.
Technically, you don't have to pay that
ticket. Crypto
with Alonka?
Yes, I really enjoyed
so they that one.
Hello.
I saw one before that, and I can't remember which one, where it was. It was the one you make your own Linux.
Yeah, with Droops.
Yes.
Yeah.
I caught that one.
What'd you think about his little niblet speech?
It was interesting. I was into Linux when I was in ITT, but
take me.
Droops.
Awesome.
Yeah, you guys liked it.
Yeah, it was. Even though I'm not much of a.
Yeah.
I use BSD.
In Windows, I'm not that big. I know Linux, but I'm not really that good at Linux or Unix. But just listening to the talk,
Droops with the build your own. What's the Slacksters? Yeah. It's Droops.
The way he explained it made it simple because I'm not a very big Linux advocate. I don't know very much about it. I can navigate my way through it. But I'm basically dangerous with it. I just know enough to be dangerous. I know that /null is a bad thing when you try and get directory over. That's about the extent of my knowledge on Linux. But, I mean, just the way he was explaining everything, I totally feel that I can go out there right now and just given about half hour to an hour, I could pull something off as far as making a little live distro. So I thought it was quite a good talk. My favorite talk, however, was the crypto. That was quite awesome. I never knew that existed, and that sort of makes me want to get into cryptology a little bit more.
Okay, guys, I'm here with Mr.
Feibig.
All right, and Mr. Feibig has an interesting little setup here in this conference room. There's some pictures of it on the Infonomicon gallery. He's set up an iPod of Doom, and he's also responsible for the Nauticon webcam, which he's entitled Nauticam?
Nauticam.
And what's the address for that?
The address is actually pracdev.org, which is my website. It's pracdev.org, /Nauticam. It's Nauticam, and that's .php.
All right, and if you guys have checked out these images I've uploaded to the gallery here, like, he's got quite a little setup going on here. So do you want to tell us about what you've got going on? Like, let's start with the iPod of Doom here. You've got Doom on the iPod Mini?
Absolutely, yeah. I'm actually running Doom on top of Linux on top of the iPod, and it's a dual boot system, which means that if I want to listen to music, I can boot into the macOS, which is obviously standard for the iPod, because that obviously is designed to play music and it works really good. But if I want to play games or even watch videos or view pictures on the iPod Mini monochrome screen, I can reboot the iPod, hold down the rewind key, basically, and boot it into Linux. And from there, I can watch videos, like I said, look at pictures, and you can it's called iDoom for iPod. And you can it's Doom, and they also have Doom 2, which I prefer to Doom. And you basically are playing Doom on the iPod.
Oh, wow. And this runs really well. It's not laggy. Well, how about the video? Does the video work this well as all? Looks like full screen rate.
Yeah. The video is not as good, but it's kind of to be expected, you know, with
the little display we've got going on there with the Mini. It's very grayscale.
I would I could show it to you, but it'll take a second to reboot. But yeah, it's basically, it's very easy to get. If you want to get Linux on your iPod, you can go to, I think it's iPodLinux.org. It's a sort of Wikipedia-ish, or a wiki website. It's really nice, and it's real easy to put it on your iPod, actually. I was talking to Droops about it earlier, and he thought it was really cool.
So do they have, is iPod Linux for the Mini, is that stable now? Because I've got a Mini,
yeah.
And I've been waiting for this, so.
Yeah, and there's, I believe it's stable for the Mini, but not quite yet for the Nano or for the, what are they on, fifth generation now, the standard kind, which is, of course, the iPod Video. As you can, well, I guess you can't see, but you can see. It's got the file browser, which basically means that you can put your files on here, and is an example of a picture. I've got some, you know.
Awesome.
And then the videos take a second to load, but that's only to be expected, I suppose, since you're trying to run videos on a Mini.
I'm amazed that it even runs video.
Yeah, there you go. Some more hentai on my iPod, which is pretty bad, but, you know, that's the way it goes. So, how horrible is that, right?
That is something else. Now, like, of course, this is animation, animation probably will look better on it than regular video.
I do have a clip from Pure Ownage on here, which, if you don't know, is an internet TV show.
Which is rather humorous.
Yeah. So I've got a short little clip that me and all my friends enjoy. If you've watched the show, it's where Jeremy goes into a coma, and he basically yells, "My balls!" really loud. But so that would be, like, actual video. And it's not great, but it's not bad.
No, so I
mean, it's to be expected.
It's pretty equivalent to, well, maybe not as good to the CD Now kind of things, but it's kind of borderline that kind of.
And, I mean, just the fact that this is all open source, you can make your own crap for this, and it's just that people have developed this, and that's what I find so great, is that there are just people out there who spend their time developing things like this, and that's what's great.
So now, if other people out there have an iPod Mini and they want to do this, now where can they go to learn about
this?
Well,
the best site of all is iPodLinux.org, and that's basically got all the information you need, and it's but easy to install Linux on your iPod. Basically, you download an executable for Windows. They might have a Linux version too, but I don't know because I don't use Linux that much. But basically, you download an EXE, plug in your iPod, and this EXE will install certain files onto your iPod so that you can dual boot into either Mac or Linux. And it's real easy. It's just not a lot of people know about it. So basically, your one stop for all iPod Linux stuff is iPodLinux.org, which is good to remember.
Excellent. And now, does this work with the 4 gig and the 6 gig?
It should.
Now, what do you have here?
I think this is a 4. Yeah, this is a 4 gig.
Cool. Well, I have a 4 gig, so that's all that matters to me. So, screw y'all. All right, and so I noticed you've got the iPod of Doom hooked up to a rather interesting PC here. Is this a computer in a ammo case?
This is the ammo box computer. It's a 50 cal tall ammo can. I'm sure you've seen 50 caliber ammo cans. But this one's a little bit taller. I special ordered this from Cheaper Than Dirt, which is like a surplus magazine. It's basically like a surplus store that sits on a magazine. Anyway, it's kind of a strange ammo can. It's taller than it normally would be, but what is cool is I ordered it to put something in. I forget what it was. And I happen to have a micro ATX motherboard laying around, and I just kind of slid it in there, and I was like, that fits perfectly. And it really does. It's just, it's like, you probably can't see it, but it's mounted. Just it fits in there perfectly. But, basically spent a long time planning this, and about not even a week, it was like 2 days putting it together, and obviously you can tell, I'm used to video,
well, there's pictures, so if
there
they
pictures,
check out the Infonomicon,
you
know, they can see images of it. It's horrible cell phone pictures, but nonetheless,
and
I'm sure, do you have pictures of this whole setup on your website? So if you go to his website, which is
practdev.org,
and so check this shit out, this is really good shit, and so I guess, so this what once contained weapons of real-life destruction contain weapons of digital destruction.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, excellent.
And it's nothing too great. The system specs, I put an Intel in there. It's a Pentium 4. But that's only because if I fuck this thing up, I really don't want something good in there. Like, I didn't want to put a nice AMD in there and have it screw up, which is why I've got, like, one stick of 256 meg of RAM, and Pentium 4 1.8 gigahertz, and like a, it's like a 10 or a 20 gig hard drive, which is like nothing. But it works for what I need, and I've, you know, I can work on my website from Nauticon and do different things like that.
And you've clearly, it's clearly enough to set up a streaming webcam. This is awesome. I notice you've got a PSP hooked up here, too. Is this just streaming from the computer?
No, this
or?
Is actually, well, I should probably go over the webcam first.
Okay, all right, yeah, walk us through here.
Basically, it's just a cheap USB webcam. It's a really bad webcam. I bought it at a thrift store for, like, $1.
Okay.
And it's basically hooked up through some webcam software. I'm not sure what it's called. Birumsoft Webcam? I don't know what it is. But it's basically a little shareware webcam thing, and you can upload to FTP using this program. So basically, it's taking a picture every 4 seconds, I believe, and it's uploading that to my FTP, and then I program this little PHP page, which auto-refreshes in sync, or at least attempts to refresh in sync with the camera updates. So it's like every 4 seconds you get a new picture. It's nothing, it's not like live video or anything, but you get, like, if somebody were to log on,
very
it's
nice.
Like, it's like, if somebody was like, I wonder what's happened at Nauticon, they can look on and see these guys drilling through a phone.
Yeah, if you guys are wondering with this, we're not in a dentist office. They're actually attempting to crack open a payphone. I'm going to leave it at that, but they're doing it with a Dremel, so forgive the background noise, but that's what's going on. So I'm sure you guys have been wondering, what in the living is that? So awesome. So continue. You got the webcam
hooked up? So we've got this on my website, which I already said, which is crackdev.org/nauticam.php. And basically, I have the PSP. This is just a power to keep it from turning off.
Okay.
That's the only cable that's plugged into it. And I'm actually using the new firmware for the PSP, which does include a web browser.
Is that the 2.0 or?
This is 2.6.
2.6.
This is the latest. And as you can see, Nauticam. I'm actually at the Nauticam website on the PSP. And I've just, ever since I've had Nauticam set up, and just it refreshes so that you can see what Nauticam is seeing.
I mean, I have to say that the picture, the image, actually looks a lot better on the PSP than it does on the monitor.
Which
no offense to the monitor.
Oh, no, the monitor is a piece of shit.
Now, is that a monitor, a TV, or?
It is a monitor.
Okay.
I picked this up from a guy, Prospect Computer Solutions, which is out at some old mansion in, I don't know, some old town. Anyway, I went out there a couple years ago, and he had a, as he described it, he was swimming in monitors that he got from a school district. And I bought like 5 monitors from him for $3 a pop. And so this one, I subdued it, as you might say. I spray painted the whole thing black.
Okay.
You can tell because I kind of missed a spot there. Like, I taped off the screen, and you can tell where I,
I would have never noticed if you hadn't pointed that out, man.
Yeah.
You did a good job.
Yeah.
I had no idea that's spray paint.
So,
nice.
So I just, and this is like really one of, I have a monitor that's smaller than this, but it's monochrome. And it's a little, like, 10 or 12 inch.
How big is this monitor?
This is a 13 inch.
Okay.
And I took off the base, because I don't need that, and I put on my, what would you call that, like a strap, a handle.
Like land
which
boy
I usually,
kind of strap.
Yeah, I usually use it for my PC at home to carry it to LANs and stuff, but since I wasn't bringing that PC, I used it for the monitor, and it works quite well. I mean, I carried it all the way in here from the garage, the parking garage, and it stayed in there, it didn't fall out or anything, so.
It's a seal of approval.
Yeah. And I guess, basically, aside from all the... I mean, I've got, like, as a mouse here, I'm using an old Microsoft trackball. It's actually a laptop mouse. And it's like one that you would hook onto the side of a laptop, and it's like a little...
Very old school.
Yeah. And then I've got this wireless infrared keyboard so that I can, like... Basically, I wanted to be able to, like, just kind of, like, lean back and do my programming or whatever I need to do here. So it works pretty well.
You've got quite the setup going on here.
Yeah,
it's most impressive.
It's just so, like, hack job. But, you know, it's the way I roll, so.
No, and I think that's how we all roll.
Yeah.
And I think that's why we're all here. So, awesome. Now, one last question, and I'll let you get back to your work here. But now, do you have any information or documentation on this on your website? Or I've seen you walk around with this camera taking
all kinds of killer footage. We do have an internet TV show.
Which is,
it's called Modified, and it's spelled M0DIPHYD. See, we kind of got clever and modified the way you spelled it. You know? Anyway, it's we only have one episode out as of right now, and that's, the 7th, actually the 8th now. April, but we're working on episode 2, and Nauticon episode is actually going to be episode 3, so hopefully within the next month we'll have 3 episodes out, and you can get to that at pracdev.org, that's pracdev.org, and it's modified, it'll be over on there in the left menu, and hopefully you can find it, it shouldn't be too hard. Pracdev is also, just in case you're wondering, it's a small little software firm that's started by me and a couple of my buddies, who we just program Java software, which is basically you can boot it off of like a floppy disk. And it's stuff like, because we're all still in high school, you know, and we needed something to talk to each other on the school computers, and we can't install like AOL or anything like that, so we had the FinPar ourselves, so we actually programmed our own chat program. It's called like PD Chat or something like that.
And that's amazing.
And it boots, and it's so small. It's like 24 kilobits or kilobytes. It's like you can put on the floppy, pop in your floppy, and boot it right off there. It runs live on like Windows.
On a floppy.
Yeah. It's crazy. And we also have an RSS feed reader, and we're working on blog software.
And you have this up available for download on your website?
I'm not sure. The chat program may be a little out of date, but we're still kind of improving it. We don't want to totally release it until it's done. But that's mainly my friend who does Java. I mainly do PHP programming and web.
All right. Well, it sounds like you're working on a lot of just really incredible stuff here. So now, you all know that we're working on twattech.org with Daily Hardcore right now. I don't think I've seen your name on the twat lineup. You've not done a twat yet?
No, not quite yet. I've been meaning to email Drews about that. I've been kind of debating whether or not to do it because, honestly, I wouldn't know what the hell to do it about, but
we're standing in front of the iPod of Doom in the modified PC case, and I don't know what to talk about either, man.
Well, I mentioned that to Drews. I was talking to him earlier today about his creating urine legs and things like that, and he asked me if I was considering doing a twat, and I was like, well, you know, I've been meaning to email you about that, but I wouldn't know what to do, and he pretty much told me that, well, nobody really knows what to do, so I figure I'll probably end up doing a couple when I get back home, but yeah, I plan on doing it.
And I'd really like to hear a twat about some of the software that you guys have wrote for your high school. That would be amazing to hear.
Yeah,
as well.
It's all it's Java. It all runs live. They're all jar files. They're executable jar files, which is
excellent.
Yeah.
All right, cool. Well, I'm going to let you get back to your work. So everybody make sure they go to pracdev.org, check out the links, and look forward to a twat here and hopefully not too long.
Not too long.
Yeah. All right, cool. Well,
cool.
Take it easy. Okay, so now it looks like I've stumbled into a little room here. We got a little freakage going on here. So, who all's in here? You are?
I would be Icon.
And you are?
Pony Boy.
And you are?
Flash.
All right. So, I'm not going to ask what you guys are doing, because we don't want to go there. But, you guys been having a good time while you've been here?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to the next few days. Especially good presentations, but it's been fun.
Excellent. Did you guys catch any presentations today?
I enjoyed Jason Scott's podcasting presentation, actually. And that's probably the best one I've seen today.
Yeah, it was one of the more impressive ones, I think, out of all the people. He's the only one that didn't use slides.
Yeah.
Just up there and just talking.
Yeah, there have been some good ones. I'm looking forward more so to the ones tomorrow. I've heard that. I think they're going to be a lot better shit. So, who knows?
Right on. Do you other guys, Icon, did you catch anything today?
Yeah, myself, I checked out Droop's presentation on the building your own Linux.
What'd you think about that noob shit?
Well, aside for it only being about 40 minutes long, it wasn't too bad. Looking forward to tomorrow's presentation about the history of the payphone by Ponyboy.
Oh, yeah, that guy.
Yeah, my man Ponyboy.
Awesome. How about you, Mr. Flash? Did you catch anything today you enjoyed?
The one I liked the best with the Da Vinci Code.
Yeah, Lanka?
Yeah.
Yeah, so What'd you think about that, all the crypto stuff?
Interesting. I like coding. Kept my interest.
Right on. I think it's been one of the more popular ones. I think everybody's really been intrigued by that one. So, awesome. All right. I hope you guys enjoyed my little audio clips. We're going to continue to be working on the same tomorrow. Hopefully we can have some more. And stay tuned for the Nauticon updates and spectacular goodness. So, for y'all who couldn't make it, I'm trying my best to bring it to y'all. So, until later, we'll see y'all around.